USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is set to begin another recount Tuesday after President Trump's campaign requested one over the weekend. Georgia law allows candidates within 0.5% vote margin to request a recount. Current vote totals show a gap between the president and former Vice President Biden of around 12,000 votes, or about 0.25%. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his workers are ready to begin another count. He tells Fox News that despite finding errors that uncovered more votes for the president in the first audit, he doesn't see the vote totals changing much this time around.
When we did the first audit, we found mistakes in three counties, and that added over 1,000 votes for President Trump, and those were all added to his totals now. That has all been accounted for, and so I think this one will be very close to what we just have now, so I don't see much difference whatsoever. It'll be just run through the scanners again, and we'll get those results.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.